family first.
Hi. Maybe I'll reach somebody. Okay, I'm calling. You have a client named Donna Whitley.
Okay.
Okay, and she was given a total of, I came in the mail Friday. She was given a total, she had 80 point something hours. They have now given her 20 hours per day. The man, her coordinator, said you can look into your machine, into your computer, I'm sorry, and see it is there.
Well, so let me see first who her. Let me see who her care coordinator is. Because I don't work in office. You call my cell phone. So let me see who her care coordinator is for this person, so I can give you who to.
Okay. All right.
Hold on for 1 second.
All right. So Donna can get the help that she needs, the right. Donna can get the right help that she needs.
Oh, yeah.
She
needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
There you go. Got this right here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go into the system and see what has come through.
Okay.
And what is the client's last name?
Whitley, W-O-O-D-L-E-Y. Because there's a person headed to the office now to do the other hours, because we can't do it.
Okay, Donna Whitley. Okay, Myra is the care coordinator. She's in West Philly on 1466 North. West Philly.
Street.
Yeah, in 19151. Okay.
Yes.
All right, let me see what we have here in terms of authorizations. And are you the caregiver?
No, she wanted fish, so her caregiver went down to the Renton Terminal.
Gotcha.
She wanted some plan.
Okay, let's see what we have here. If we have an update.
Well, she said it started yesterday.
So yesterday would be the 9th.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, so we have authorization. She originally began on the 1st of November. No, I'm sorry. That's, no. Okay, no, she began. Oh, no, she's been here. Okay. Since 2021.
Yeah, she's been with you guys for a long time.
2021, yeah. So she had 81 hours a week.
She had, yes.
And let me see. November's author is 81 hours. Let me see. Okay. All right. So, well, actually, no. Started November 1st. November 1st, it says, because she had October, she had 81 hours a week. Then her authorization for November, it says in the notes, it says it's going to be effective November 9th, but it actually came. It says that in the notes, but the way the service coordinator, you have Maurice Clark, looks like, as a service coordinator.
Yeah,
it actually
came out.
See, I hope they did it correctly, because in the system, it has it starting 11-1. What should have happened is that whether the service coordinator or the utilization management department from that insurance Keystone should have ended the previous authorization on November 8th.
You say in and out. It's like I'm hearing every other word you say.
Okay. What should have happened, hopefully they put the right amount of units in, what should have happened is that the previous authorization should have ended on the 8th of November and a new one started. But it just has the month of November, so it implies that it started November 1st.
Okay.
I'm going to have the care coordinators going to reach out to that service coordinator to ensure that the hours for the month
yes.
are correct. But we do have an increase.
Yes.
It says 140 hours per week.
Yes.
Now, it is correct for the next month, for December. But because it's a partial
mm-hmm.
month, yeah, hopefully they do it correctly because I don't want to be any billing issues. Let me see. There's any notes in here about it. The care coordinator for Ms. Woodley is Myra. I'm going to send a message to Myra.
Myra? Oh, you mean that family first. Okay.
Yeah,
because
family
Devon
first. Oh, no. Yeah, it's been noted. It's been noted, actually. I looked 44 minutes ago. There's a note in there. Hours increased
okay.
to 140.
Okay.
So yeah, it's
so
been
now,
it was actually noted 44 minutes ago by somebody in office,
okay.
so they are aware.
Okay, now somebody at the office, of course, the young lady is headed there. Her name is Aaliyah. I'm not sure what her last name is, but she's headed there now to do what she got a PPD, and she to do the whatever it is y'all have her do. But she's on her way there, okay?
Yeah, somebody in the office will be there, yeah.
Okay, and your name, what is the address? Because y'all moved, right?
The address, yeah, since we've been there for a year, or right off of Sea Lion Avenue, it's One Winding Way, which is the,
one
you know where
Winding Way.
Yeah, in the Presidential Suite. So you know where the Fridays is on Sea Lion Avenue?
What?
Do you know where that Friday's restaurant is on City Line Avenue?
Yes.
It's across the street from there.
It's across the street from there. Let me see. You got the reservoir on one corner. You got a gas station on another corner. You got the Friday's on the corner. So I'm not sure what's on the other corner.
No. So the Friday's is down further, right before you can make an exit to, like, if you continue.
Oh, but you go on the expressway.
Correct.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So it's the Presidential Suites. It's called one. The street is called One Winding Way, but it's a complex with apartment buildings and office buildings. So,
okay.
It's One
so
Winding
it's
Way.
Corner, right directly across the street from Fridays, right?
Right. So across the street from Fridays is a Panera Bread, and then up like literally right behind that, there's an apartment buildings, Presidential Suites, and it's in the new offices there.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. No problem.
She's on her way. And what is your name?
My name is Aaron Jenkins.
Aaron, you've been so helpful. Thank you very much.
Yep. Not a problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.